Ethanol, E10, does have more smog-producing ability than E0. So they had to create a special exception for E10. Now, E10 is environmentally is much stronger than gasoline if you care about carbon. If you care about smog, you know, it does evaporate into the air more quickly during the summer months than E0. So they had a special carve-out for E10, and that was all good and well. That served American interests. But the special carve-out didn't specifically mention E15. And so as a result, the EPA has not allowed people to buy E15 year-round. They have not allowed convenience store owners to sell it year-round. It's been a real problem. And in particularly in an environment where we have gasoline at $4 or $4.50, being able to move, if just, and I'm not talking about any mandates, I'm saying somebody who wants to buy E10, giving them the ability to buy E15, that would over time unleash an extra 8 billion gallons of liquid fuel every year on the marketplace. If you believe in the laws of supply and demand, adding that much more supply to the marketplace would have a bigger impact on the price of fuel than anything else we could do. And even if you never bought a gallon of gasoline, you would pay less for gas because of the impact, the downward pressure that would put on price. It has taken too long, but we have had a big bipartisan success. I led the way in getting that package through the House, was one of a number of people who led the way in getting that package through the House just about a month ago. It's on the way to the Senate. Let's hope the Senate passes year-round E15 quickly. Let's get it signed into law.